years of ibadat. You all remember this? It's very famous. This also shows the importance of ta'aqul and pondering. Remember, the hadith does not say anywhere. It does not say if you do ta'aqul about a specific issue, then it's more than 70. It doesn't say if you do ta'aqul of wahy, it's more than 70 years of ibadat. It doesn't say if you do ta'aqul of prophethood, you get is better than 70 years of ibadat. It doesn't say if you think and ponder upon the issue of angels, you get more than 70 years. Just pondering itself, ta'aqul itself, thinking itself has got 70 years of ibadat. What does that mean? Why Allah would give so much reward to ta'aqul? It very much goes to with what Mullah Sadra says, because Allah wants us to actualize our aql. Our aql is in potential state. Allah has given so much reward so that we intellectualize, we actualize it, so that we bring it to fa'liyat, to something of use. That's why Allah gives that much of sawab for it. Of course, to ta'aqul and pondering gradually goes, if it's led in the right proper channel, it gradually goes toward universalities. It gradually takes us to kulliyat, so that we go towards the studies of universal things. when we are studying, for instance, about tawheed, all the studies must lead to tawheed. If any study is not the final, ultimate goal of a study, does not reach to tawheed, does not have value. All of these talks we have is about tawheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would say, put it this way, pay you too much, so much, to actualize your aql. Fatima, you agree with me? So we have to use it, we have to actualize it, we have to bring it to fa'liyat. So inshallah, we qualify for more than 70 years of ibadat. And you remember I told you once, we want to be rend. Rend was? Clever. Cleverly gaining the points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. Cleverly, if you want to be cleverly doing that, instead of just merely doing a spiritless ibadat. Remember, I'm not saying ibadat is spiritless. If our ibadat we are only doing ibadat without any spirit, that is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, a donkey who is turning and a stone of milling a stone around itself. So that means we do not get anywhere. But if we are working to actualize our aql and work, learn these things, then we are clever. We journey the way that other normal people, it takes them 70 years, if it can take us few hours. So, abstention from not using aql was one thing, which I said. Second is using aql in what it is made for. What is aql made for? To be used in what? Number one, it is made to be used, and it is made to be used in what, Aliyan? Do you want me to tell you? Okay, listen to me, I tell you. We have to use it in the studies which will lead us to Tawheed. Aql is to be used in those studies of Mabda and Ma'ad and Wahy and Angels and Jannat and Jahannam and see all of these things. These are where we have to use our aql, so that inshallah we reach to an status of being called aqil. When we are aqil, people who are aqil, then there is no fear for them, because shaitan is not in the realm of aql. Remember, shaitan is up to wahm and is sultanul wahm. If we are able to reach, drag, stretch out to the realm of aql, then that is when shaitan becomes Muslim. That's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said, He has made his shaitan Muslim. That means he is in alama, realm of aql. That he doesn't have his wham. Shaitan is our wham. And if our wham surrenders to aql, that means our shaitan has become Muslim. So we have to use the aql in those type of studies and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning all those ma'arif which inshallah take us not only to Jannat, Jannatul A'mal, also we can, it can take us to Jannatul Liqa, that's where people can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next abstention of batin, faculties of batin is abstinence of khiyal. Abstinence of khiyal, that means we all know about khiyal. And khiyal is one of those topics that, I mean, there are books written on khiyal alone. Khiyal is so important, which if one does not control his khiyal, khiyal can take us to Jahannam by itself alone. Khiyal is such an important, and I would call it, I don't know if I call it nasty, because I cannot call it nasty, because at the same time it's very important faculty. We use it. But if khiyal becomes corrupt, then we can call it nasty. It will take us to Jahannam so easy. So abstention of khiyal from all those things which is not allowed to be used. Abstention of khiyal in the things that is not supposed to be doing. What are those things that khiyal is not supposed to be doing? For example of it is su'ezan, thinking bad about other people. That's where the realm of, that's where khiyal is should refrain from doing it. Do you remember about when we were talking about taharat? Basically, same things we can use here. Abstention of khiyal in su'ezan. Abstention of khiyal in Tulul Amal, lengthy wishes. Lengthy wishes means things that you close your eyes and you think, you go into the imaginations of what you're doing in the next 20 years when you have done this business, that business, you have become such a great person. And it's not only about, you know, I mean, car and house and this. I mean, there are other things which are, nature of them is about dunya, which nature of them is takassur. When you think too much, you use your khiyal about those things and imagine your future for that, that is when khiyal becomes gradually corrupt. Khiyal, another area that khiyal is, you have to abstain from doing it, khiyal of imagining Ma'arif of Allah, imaginal the way. So instead of learning about angels, we start to imagine them. That is what we have to abstain from. Instead of learning what the wahy is, we think about, we just start to imagine it, that a bird comes and shows a book to the Prophet and he starts to read through it, through the page. We call that wahy. And we think that is the wahy. So we have to keep khiyal away from doing this type of issues. So we mentioned three areas, Fatima, that we have to keep khiyal away. One is from su'ezan. One was tulul amal, lengthy wishes. Third was corrupted beliefs, means on incorrect beliefs. And we have to learn those in proper way, which is from Quran and from Hadith. And the other important thing about khiyal, you may not, I don't have too much hope that you understand this, but I will say it because it's part of the study. When I say you do not understand, what I mean is you make a tasting understanding of it. It's probably a bit too early, but one of the problems of khiyal is khiyal. Oh, I have to ask Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam to help me to say it and to help you to understand it. I'm not sure. Let's say a salawat and try it. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. See, we have in another topic I told you, we are made of khiyal. Basically, not only khiyal, all our hawas, all our mahsusat, sensed forms. We are full of sensed forms, isn't it? When we start to eat, we taste, we get, by tasting something, you take, the nafs takes what is called a in English I call it a tasted form. A tasted form of banana. A tasted form of bread. A tasted form of yogurt. A tasted form of sour yogurt. A tasted form of sweet yogurt. A tasted form of chocolate yogurt. You know, these are, so what happens gradually, if you notice from the childhood, when a child is born, he starts to get all these forms from five senses. It all goes into, and if you notice, he cannot remember them. Gradually, the more he grows, then quwwa khiyal starts to be built up in him. That's when he can compare. When he can remember that when you give him something, the moment he sees, if he doesn't like, for instance, banana, when you show him banana, he pushes it away. That's when his quwwa khiyal has started to work, to function. When gradually he grows further, then he eats and says, this is better than that. This food tastes better than that food. This food tastes worse than that food. This music is better than that music. These are all functions of khiyal. Khiyal is comparing. So, and what happens if you, that the point I was trying to say is, we are made of these forms. We are all full of these forms. Your reality of existence is only these forms. You cannot push aside these forms and find something in you. I don't know if you have experienced this or not, that when in the mornings when you get up, before you come, shall I stop it, Alian, or shall I continue? Continue? Okay, thank you, Alian. When Alian stops that means I can continue. So, salawat. So in that morning, sometimes in the morning, we wake up, not get up, wake up. We come back to this material world, but there are seconds of even fraction of seconds that you do not feel you are anywhere. There is nothing in your mind. Or even it's not. It doesn't always happen with this sleep. Sometimes, for some reason, you feel blank. I don't know if you have. Maybe because of your age, you have not experienced that type of thing. There are times that people feel totally blank. You don't remember where are we? Where am I? But that's a relative blankness you are feeling. But if you can, from coming from a sleeping in a situation to an awakeness. That happens, but it's so quick you do not realize it. It has happened for me. I have noticed that I don't have anything. I can only feel myself, nothing else. There is nothing that I can remember. There is nothing that I can relate to. That is, for you to relate to this world, you need all those khiyals, all those forms, all those things that you know. All of those things, you need them. They are part of you. If you don't have them, you don't have anything else. So you are totally blank. So do you relate to what I say? Do I make sense or no? RFI doesn't make sense yet. No. No. See, we are made all. Our reality is made out of these things, out of the taste, out of the things that you have heard, out of the people that you know around you, out of the imaginal forms that you have made for everything. For everything you have, we all have an imaginal form. So the problem with khiyal is all the time. All the time is presenting these forms to you. There is no second that you can relieve yourself from these forms of imaginal forms. I mean, let's say you see, look at what happens when you do your salat. You say Allah Akbar when you enter your salat. You can see there a range of issues other than related to salat parades in front of your heart. Those are khiyals. So, what happens day and night, 24 hours, 7, what do you call, non-stop, khiyal is presenting those things to you. And there is a time that we have to learn, we have to be able to break through and push all these imaginal forms away so that we can link to our own inside thought. The inner, see, the reason that we cannot inside is very difficult for us to relate to the manifestation of Allah is because of all these imaginal forms and sensual forms and imaginal forms, they all fill you up. It does not, it's between you and your zat, inside your zat. I don't know if you can feel that or not, but if you think about it, if you ponder upon this issue and you bring it to your mind, you will see that always these things are between you and your inside button. You cannot find a way how to push them aside, go and reach to your inside. You can do it. Just it's an issue of practice, huge practice. It's really many years of practice. It needs so that someone can break through those imaginal forms and those sensual forms and those forms of wahb and connect your zat and see the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's, for instance, one of the reasons probably that we use the zikr is for this. We are trying by the help of zikr to break through, to push aside those khiyalat, those imaginal and sensual forms. We are using zikr to reach to that. So they call it they call khiyal aksaf. Aksaf means the most kasif. Remember, kasif is not dirty. Let me write it for you. Aksaf comes from the word kasif, right? Most kasif is called aksaf in Arabic, and in Farsi, I understand it. Sorry? No. This is not dirty. Kasif in philosophy is a philosophical term for any. Sorry? Not polluted. Any. What is opacity? Do you remember what is opacity?
Which takes some space.
No. Is. It is an state of having matter. The best I can explain is an state of having matter. See, my hand has. This is called kasif in philosophy. Kasif, because there is germ, there is matter here. You cannot pass through this. It's because it has kasafat, they say. It is kasif, so you can. This is not dirty, right? When they say aksaf, means it is more. The densest kasafa, the densest way is they call it aksaf. So, because it has so much density, khiyal, density not in this term, density in is so deep you cannot break it, tear it away, you cannot push it aside and go through it and reach to your zat. That's that's why this person has called it kasif or aksaf. So. What does khiyal do? Khiyal is presenting. One of the problems with khiyal is 24/7, and even we have to say 24 by, we don't get to the minutes and seconds, and says every millisecond khayal is presenting its forms to your nafs. And it does not leave you alone. It's just always with you. It does not leave you alone. And of course, imsak of that. But who can do it? Me and you? It's not our work. How can we abstain from this? It's a work of long time. We have to do practice so that we can push aside this khayalat and connect to your vision. Of course, you should not be hopeless. It's not these topics. These studies are not academic studies that you have to go to study 12 years in high school and then go 4 years to university and then PhD. No, sometimes people, when if you get purity, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give people things that can take for me 20 years, may take for you 20 days. So it should not be hopeless. There are things that people can do and become so fast. If you can do a drop of Laylatul Qadr one night of the year, probably you jump and then you are able to do that. So but as a routine, usual way of a person like me doing it is many years of work. So this is about Imsakul Khiyal. I told you the highest Imsak of Khiyal, which it was what I just explained. I stop it here, inshallah. Next week we will finish Asrar al-Sawm. I tell the rest of the Asrar al-Sawm, and I don't think we need more than one more session for that. Bar Muhammad, Al Muhammad, Salawat.